Pushing Ice by Alistair Reynolds. Narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2005 by Alistair Reynolds. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Alistair Reynolds and United Agents and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Her name was Chromis Paskflower Bowerbird, and she had travelled a long way to make her case. The faint possibility of failure had always been at the back of her mind, but now that her ship had actually delivered her to the congressional capital world, now that she had actually frame-shifted to new, far Florence across all those dizzying light-years, the faint possibility had sharpened into a stomach-churning conviction that she was about to suffer imminent and chastening defeat. There had always been people eager to tell her that her proposal was doomed, but for the first time it occurred to her that they could be right. What she had in mind was, even by her own admission, a deeply unorthodox suggestion. "Well, it's certainly a nice day for it," said Rudd Indigo Mamatus, joining her on the balcony, high above the cloud-girdled tiers and gardens of the Congress building's footslopes.
"Abject humiliation, you mean?"
Rudd shook his head good-naturedly. "It's the last perfect day of summer. I've checked. Tomorrow will be cooler, stormier. Doesn't that strike you as suitably auspicious?"
"I'm worried. I think I'm going to make an idiot of myself in there."
"We've all made idiots of ourselves at some point. In this line of work, it's almost obligatory." Chromis and Rudd were politicians, political friends from different constituencies of the Congress of the Lindblatt Ring. Chromis spoke for a relatively small grouping of settled...